of the good, if not the beautiful, the Pro Football Hall of Fame opened its doors in Canton, Ohio, and inducted its first class. As Canton was the city where the NFL was founded, it was a logical place to enshrine and honor the greats of the game. If Rozelle acted as an impartial district attorney of sorts in his willingness to prosecute Hornung and Karras in April, his stewardship and statesmanship took a hit in November. On November 22, 1963, a day that shocked the nation, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. It was a Friday, and although other sports leagues, including the American Football League, all canceled their scheduled games for the weekend, Rozelle made the ill-advised choice for the NFL to play on that Sunday. For all of the difficult issues to chew on, perhaps a foreshadowing of America's sports future when the games became ever more interwoven with the issues and politics of the day, pro football was at its best when its young men of strength, speed, and talent roamed the playing field. While the American Football League was fighting for its own existence, it was growing stronger by the season and offering better entertainment by sewing up fresher players. The AFL Championship game pitted the San Diego Chargers against the Boston Patriots. The game was no classic, but it served as part of the increasing body of evidence that the AFL was here to stay, and it showcased a wide variety of talented football players. The NFL could badmouth the AFL all it wanted, but fans were flocking to games and sat in front of their television sets, enjoying the wild brand of offensive football on display. On the field, the NFL offered a great show in 1963. A gap-toothed, loud-voiced émigré from the East Coast had arrived in frigid Green Bay and restored the glory of the past for the smallest town in the league. The Packers, whose fans owned stock in the club, were, and still are, the only team to be owned this way, unlike those that are owned by a solo rich man or corporation. With Vince Lombardi's arrival, he established a budding and continuing dynasty overnight. By 1963, the Packers had played in the previous three NFL title games and were two-time defending champions. Even without Hornung, they figured to be the class of the league, though not if the Chicago Bears had a say in the matter. The Bears and Packers in the same Western Division featured the oldest rivalry in the sport. Their team founders were there at the founding of the league in the tight quarters in Canton. Lombardi may have been second coming in Green Bay, but George Halas, the man who founded the Bears and had been involved in every major decision that the NFL made since 1921, was still coaching his team. The Bears were a veteran squad and did not hold the Packers in awe. Many of the stalwart Bears were also in the lineup in 1956, which was the last time Chicago reached the championship game. They lost that one to the New York Giants, which were another veteran team and the class of the NFL's Eastern Division in 1963. In the era of the early 60s, only one team from each division advanced to the playoffs. There were no playoffs as such, but rather a single championship game to determine the league's best team. Between the Bears and the Packers, only one could move on. The way the Bears viewed things as they gathered for training camp in 1963 was that they owed the Packers, as the Packers had swept past them in the regular season the last few seasons. And once they got by the Packers, they felt like they owed the Giants, as the Giants had bested them the last time they duked it out in a title game, and several of those same Giants were still playing, if aging. Papa Bear Halas was also getting old, as were his key players. For the Bears, they didn't couch it that way publicly, but they saw the upcoming season as a last stand of sorts. They couldn't let the Packers whip them again and run the table for a third title in a row. And they wanted a last shot at the Giants before the veterans of each team retired. That would be gravy, to polish off the Giants in the championship game. But the Bears knew that it would take all that they could coax from their bodies and will to first topple the Packers. That was the biggest storyline of all during the 1963 season. The Bears versus the Packers, in pursuit of greatness and in pursuit of a championship. Lou Friedman. 1. Halas aims at the Packers. George Halas could always be charming, but years in the trenches had taught him how to win political battles, get his way, advance the interests of his Chicago Bears, and that growling